Writers can be an insecure and self-doubting lot, forever revising, evaluating, and doubting the value of what they've created. So when a pair of would-be dramatists sets out to create the best play ever guaranteed, you can't quite be sure what's going to happen, but laughs can be expected. That's the action of 17-year-old Lana Hooley Gilbert's play, the play she's performing in. It opens next week at her school, La Pietra Hawaii School for Girls, and she's with us in our studio. Good morning, Lana Hooley.
Good morning.
What's the attraction of this play for you, this part for you?
Well, I think it's, first of all, really clever. And as a high school senior, sometimes I think we get stuck doing kind of kiddie shows.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's really amusing. My mom read the script and she was holding her side laughing, thinking it was just really hysterical. And so I think for me, the idea of being able to do something like that and bring some humor to an area that's usually in school plays, you know, no one usually wants to go be forced to see a school play, but I think people will really, really like this because, yeah, it's really funny, really clever, and I think it can speak to people of all ages, from little kids who like the colors and the sounds to adults who find the humor that's kind of dry and witty,
yeah,
very amusing.
Well, it's about, it sounds like it's kind of about what it takes to make something, to create something good,
mm-hmm,
and how you kind of question yourself in that process. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and we go throughout the show, I'm playing the writer, as you said, and one of my good friends is playing someone who's listed as other, which is the writer's best friend, who's kind of the voice of reason and constantly saying, well, uh-huh, you know, do you actually think you can do that? Do you actually think people would find this interesting? People would find this amusing? You know, what kind of fight scenes do you want to have? What are these amazing monologues going to be about? Who
uh-huh
are these yearning lovers? And so it's constantly changing, and I'm constantly, as a character, trying to figure out how I want to create this play. And is it going to be a comedy? Is it going to be a drama? Is it going to be a love story? You know, how's it going to work?
It sounds as if the opinions and ideas of the other aren't always entirely welcome.
No, they're not. And there's actually one scene where I kind of just, as the character, kind of just say, well, you know, we're going to have different opinions, but I'm the one writing it, so I'm the one that gets to make the final decision.
There you go.
And at the end, she kind of says, okay, you know, I get you. I understand what you're going for.
But, you know, it, really what the other sounds like to me is the voice that every writer has within his or her own head.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And kind of thinking, you know, is it going to be good enough? Will people find this interesting?
Yeah.
And always kind of saying, well, are you sure? But are you sure? And there are several scenes where the other kind of just says, it's not that I doubt you. I just think, you know, the idea that you are qualified to write the best play ever is not entirely correct. And I kind of go, well, I think so. So I'm going to try, you know.
So the writer sets out, basically declares early in the play that she's going to write the best play ever guaranteed?
So kind of, yeah. I actually start the play by saying I've written the best play ever guaranteed. And my friend, the other, looks at me and reads the paper and says, well, you actually haven't. You've just written the words, the best play ever guaranteed, on a piece of paper. And I say, you know, no, it's about, you know, I'm going to create it. And then the story follows us kind of trying to figure out what would it look like? You know, what would the battle scenes be like? What would the lovers in the story be like? Who would say this? Who would say that? And then by the end, you know, we kind of say, okay, so that's kind of the bones of it. And then she kind of says, well, when are you going to start writing it? And I say, well, I'm going to start writing it after I take a nice long nap. You know, and how are you going to figure it out? So it's great.
Well, you sort of invite the audience to look at a lot of the archetypes,
mm-hmm,
and conventions,
yeah,
of theater. We got to have what? We got to have a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have, you know, lovers, sundered hearts, reunited, all those cliches.
Exactly.
Come in, and how do you deploy them, right?
Yeah, how do you kind of create that by still making it new? And that's part of the point of the show is, you know, what are you going to create that's different and that could, you know, give the show the title the best play ever? Because, you know, critics all over the world disagree on what you would consider to be the best play ever.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, it also speaks to the fact that as theater goers, we accept a lot of conventions.
Mm-hmm.
But those conventions bring with us expectations.
Yeah.
If you separate your lovers you're going to have to reunite them or the audience is going to be very unhappy with
you. Yeah, exactly.
So you're a little bit boxed in by genre in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and we have, you know, it's like at one point I say, I'm talking about a character's costume, and they say, you know, well, what's the costume like? And I kind of go, well, it's reminiscent of lots of times and lots of places, and the idea that if you truly were to create the best play ever, it would have to encompass everything. It would have to have its cliche moments. It would have to have its intense battle scenes. Because if it's truly the best play ever, every person in the world should like it,
mm-hmm.
which is just, you know, impossible. But playing a teenage writer who just kind of wants to get out there and thinks, yeah, I can do it. It's
yeah.
easy. You know, yeah, of course you'd think that.
So part of it is you're being a teenage writer
yeah.
with that confidence that adults find so incredibly irritating.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, just
you haven't tasted life, kid. Wait until mm-hmm. the disappointment overwhelms you, kind
yeah,
of thing.
Saying I can do it. It's not that hard. It's a pen and a paper. I've got a brain. I can do it. And the other, that's kind of where the other comes in, saying, "Oh, okay, you're not Shakespeare. You're not Miller.
Right.
You're not any of these incredible writers." Both. You know, moderns and classics. And I'm kind of like, well, I could be. I'm going to try.
You know, which is, that's such a great thing about youth that we throw aside at later on in life, you know, that I can do it thing. Why would one ever cast aside that trait of character? And yet people do. And I think that sounds like that's kind of a bit about what the play is about. You know, as we get older, we create all these mechanisms to talk ourselves out of trying to do something new. That's a scary thing.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason I think this show can affect multiple people, because it is, while it's funny and it's clever and it's witty and there's lots of jokes, at its core, it is that idea of, you know, you can try and you can make something that will change the way people look mm-hmm. at things and change the way people look at their own lives. And I think that that's what's really great about it for me.
You know, all the people who are in the sort of the life coach business and, you know, the empowering
mm-hmm.
people, it always comes back to, in their rhetoric, it always comes back to stop talking yourself out of doing things. Stop being your own worst enemy.
Yeah, and that's what the play kind of centers around, is you've got to be able to find it in yourself to be able to create something cool. And no matter what the voices in your head are saying, in this version, it's the other saying, you know, you got to figure out how to do this. How are you really going to do it? What are you really going to do? And my character kind of just saying, well, better try.
Well, it's kind of like, you're no Arthur Miller, but then neither was Arthur Miller until he became Arthur Miller.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a pretty good way to look at it. But
yeah.
It sounds like a wonderful kind of message to be getting across.
Yeah, I think it really is. And it's, you know, wrapped up in humor, which is always something I like.
I couldn't agree more. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Great talking to you. Lana Hooley Gilbert is the performer and best play ever guaranteed. She's a 17-year-old senior at La Pietra Hawaii School for Girls. The play will run April 19th, 20th, and Saturday the 21st on the La Pietra campus.